Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is April 29, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about U.S. will not race China to develop a CBDC, Fed Chairman Powell. MasterCard to explore applications it can build on top of CBDCs. Fed's Powell says market, as exemplified by Dogecoin, is a bit frothy. Commerzbank, Deutsche Börse team up for tokenized real estate and art marketplace. Crypto trading business Epiphany snags FINRA broker-dealer license. Bitcoiner behind 20 Mission co-living space tries auctioning 75-year San Francisco lease as NFT. Paxos raises $300 million, joins crypto unicorn club at $2.4 billion valuation. As Ether pushes ever higher, crypto traders plot price in Bitcoin terms. Now let's get started. U.S. will not race China to develop a CBDC, Fed Chairman Powell. The U.S. is biding its time to see whether a CBDC was something that would be a good thing for the people, Powell said Wednesday. China's rush to develop its digital yuan will not push the U.S. into a digital currency race, the Federal Reserve's chairman repeated on Wednesday. Speaking after the Fed's latest policy meeting, Jerome Powell reiterated previous statements that it was better to get it right than be first when it comes to developing a central bank digital currency, CBDC. Powell was adamant that China's approach was not the one the U.S. should be taking. Far more important to get it right than it is to do it fast, said Powell. The currency that's being used in China is not one that would work here. It's one that really allows the government to see every payment for which it is used in real time. Instead, the U.S. is biding its time to see whether a CBDC is something that would be a good thing for the people that we serve and ensure it is the right fit for those who rely on the dollar, said Powell. China has been developing its CBDC with notable success, having completed various trials in an open lottery system gifting thousands of participants the opportunity to shop and experiment with the digital yuan. MasterCard to explore applications it can build on top of CBDCs. In the company's latest quarterly earnings call, CEO Michael Miebach noted that the company is investing in smart contract technology to pair with central bank digital currencies. MasterCard is aiming to help governments evaluate the utility of central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, outside of just payments. CEO Michael Miebach said on the company's first quarter earnings conference call on Thursday. In the future, MasterCard will explore applications that can exist on top of CBDCs. This could be a smart trade contract, Miebach said. So smart contract technology is what we're investing in. Several central banks, including the European Central Bank and Bank of England, have taken a two-tier approach in which central banks mint the CBDC while the private sector distributes it, Miebach said. MasterCard has already been engaging with governments on central bank digital currencies. In February, the Bahamas launched an option for citizens to load the country's CBDC onto a prepaid MasterCard. The payments network also has several new crypto partnerships approved for launch this quarter, Miebach said. This week, Gemini disclosed that MasterCard would be the network behind its crypto rewards credit card coming later this year. Last September, MasterCard announced it would offer central banks a virtual testing environment to see how CBDCs work in real life. Fed's Powell says market, as exemplified by Dogecoin, is a bit frothy. You are seeing things in the capital markets that are a bit frothy. That's a fact, said Powell. I won't say it has nothing to do with monetary policy. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday he thinks capital markets, as typified by the Dogecoin craze, are a bit frothy and admitted that the central bank's easy money policy may have had something to do with that. In a press conference that followed the Fed's two-day meeting, Powell was asked whether he believed there was a risk to financial stability in trends such as the meme-inspired cryptocurrency. The Shiba Inu represented crypto, which was started as a joke, is up more than 6,000% year-to-date. The question was framed amid the backdrop of low interest rates and easy monetary policy that has sparked interest in speculative investments such as GameStop stock and Dogecoin. "You're seeing things in the capital markets that are a bit frothy. That's a fact," Powell said. "I won't say it has nothing to do with monetary policy, but also it has a tremendous amount to do with vaccination and reopening of the economy." In a bid to combat the fallout from COVID-19, central banks around the world have poured new money into financial markets, which, in turn, has had a major impact on cryptocurrencies through asset price inflation. Powell was upbeat about the prospects for a swifter economic recovery in the U.S., pointing toward very well-capitalized large banks and low funding risks among financial institutions. "What has been moving markets a lot in the last few months is this turn away from what was a pretty dark winter to now a much faster vaccination process and a faster reopening," he said. Commerzbank, Deutsche Börse's team up for tokenized real estate and art marketplace. The financial institutions are working with fintech firm 360X, with first tokenized transactions coming later this year. Two cornerstones of the German financial landscape, Deutsche Börse and Commerzbank, are working together to create a blockchain-based marketplace for real estate and art. Deutsche Börse and Commerzbank will work with fintech firm 360X to build a digital asset marketplace with the first reference transaction, minimum viable product, for each tokenized asset class planned for later this year, the company said Thursday. "Blockchains and tokenization promise untold liquidity for assets like real estate and art, which is what these large financial firms are aiming for here. Germany is becoming a powerful contender in the digital asset race, with its regulator BaFin inviting banks and startups to apply for special licenses to hold cryptocurrency for interested clients. Both Deutsche Börse and Commerzbank have been working on blockchain pilot projects for the last several years. I am convinced that Deutsche Börse has to venture into new asset classes," Theodor Weimer, CEO of Deutsche Börse AG, said in a statement. "In the future, we will see a broad tokenization and digitization of assets that are not tradable today. 360X is the new innovative platform for serial marketplace creation that we are building with our partners." Commerzbank has many years of experience with distributed ledger technology, said CEO Manfred Knopf, citing pilot transactions in the areas of payments, securities and trade finance, as well as strategic partnerships with technology and internet companies. "We take real assets to digital marketplaces. With our and Deutsche Börse's investment in 360X, we see the potential to actively shape one of these digital asset ecosystems of the future," Knopf said in the statement. Crypto trading business Epiphany snags FINRA broker-dealer license. Epiphany connects professional traders with 40-odd global exchanges to search for the best execution prices. Cryptocurrency-focused financial firm Epiphany has been granted a broker-dealer license from the U.S. Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, according to an announcement Thursday. Epiphany Prime, the trading arm of Epiphany, pronounced the same as Epiphany, joins a select group of crypto companies such as Coinbase, Gemini, eToro and Circle in holding a FINRA broker-dealer license. "Slowly but surely, institutional-grade infrastructure is being built to connect the global cryptocurrency industry. New York-based Epiphany is building a kind of crypto conglomerate involving trading, market-making and Bitcoin, BTC, -1.1%, mining. A broker-dealer license will allow us to bridge the traditional financial market with the crypto market," said Epiphany CEO Haohan Xu. "As a broker-dealer, we are able to offer securities to our clients, such as closed-end funds. That could be a fund that tracks a basket of crypto or a fund that tracks the performance of a subsector of crypto like DeFi. Decentralized finance. Getting hold of a license from FINRA was a long and involved process, said Bob Morris, a PFINI's chief compliance officer. FINRA looked into our background and our large footprint in the digital asset business, Morris said in an interview. They tread very carefully when it comes to crypto, and we had to provide a lot of due diligence. It was a year-long process, and of course, COVID-19 didn't help matters. Rise of prime brokerage. For the crypto sector to recreate the all-in-one white glove services institutional investors expect in the traditional world has been a goal of firms like Coinbase, Genesis and BitGo. But Shu said Epiphany's prime brokerage service is mostly focused on trade execution. Epiphany connects professional traders with 40-odd global exchanges to search the best execution prices, the company said. It has recently added Crypto.com, Huobi Global, OKEx, KuCoin, AscendEX, HBTC and Blockchain.com as trading venues. One of the biggest problems in the crypto space is around price discovery and liquidity, Shu said, adding, Bitcoin may be more global in nature than Apple stock or even USD, but it's traded in a very localized way with regional exchanges dominating their respective markets, creating many isolated liquidity pools. This has prevented institutions from getting involved and is a problem we are helping to solve. Bitcoiner behind 20 Mission co-living space tries auctioning 75-year San Francisco lease as NFT. Some say the Bay Area housing market is a bubble. Others claim the NFT market is ready to pop. What happens when you combine them? Early Bitcoiner Jared Kenna can't believe that forgettable digital artifacts, a YouTube video or a picture or whatever, have sold for millions in this year's frothy market for non-fungible tokens, NFTs. He is now auctioning an NFT with a little more meat from a market just as crazy. San Francisco housing. Kenna is selling the rights to a 75-year lease in his 20 Mission co-living space as an NFT. Whoever wins the auction will pay $1 a month and no utility fees in a 41-unit building in the Mission District, where tenants regularly pay up to $2,200 in monthly rent, he said. The effort is an example of NFTs potentially transcending the world of digital tchotchkes for more real-world use cases. Now, if somebody wants to pay $1 million for it, I don't think that's unreasonable, Kenna said, arguing NFT-linked leases offer advantages in liquidity and transferability. I think there's some serious value here, but not because it's an NFT. Kenna said NFTs could give tenants more opportunities to transfer their leases. Furthermore, the technology allows him to perpetually collect a slice of secondary deals. He said he placed the baked-in smart contract royalty at 1%. 1% on a property transfer is nothing. I mean, people are putting 10%, 20% royalties on a picture, he said. When asked for comment, McKenna Brink Signor OT LLP, a California real estate law firm and counsel to 20 Mission, said, by tokenizing physical, non-virtual real estate, the real estate landscape we have come to know will be revolutionized. Whether prospective tenants find a 75-year NFT lease reasonable at any price will soon become apparent. Bidding begins next week on the OpenSea marketplace. There's no direct precedent for such a rental arrangement, although at least one real estate broker who tried to sell his house on OpenSea earlier this month completely whiffed. He didn't garner a single bid, according to CNN. Paxos raises $300 million, joins Crypto Unicorn Club at $2.4 billion valuation. The back-end provider for PayPal and Venmo is raising confidence capital to expand operations, said CEO Charles Cascarilla. Paxos has joined the Crypto Unicorn Club with a massive funding round valuing the company at $2.4 billion. The $300 million Series D was led by Oak, a growth capital firm focused on healthcare and fintech. Previous investors Declaration Partners, PayPal Ventures, Mithril Capital and others were also involved. Paxos announced a $142 million Series C in December. The latest raise comes during a month when Bitcoin, BTC, minus 0.86%, hit all-time highs north of $64,000 and Coinbase's public listing put the cryptocurrency industry in the national spotlight. "We're raising this capital not because we think this is some kind of local maximum," Paxos CEO and co-founder Charles Cascarilla said in an interview. "This really puts us in a great position now to scale the business and take advantage of opportunities to make acquisitions." Paxos, founded in 2012, offers a slew of services connecting traditional players to the cryptocurrency markets. Just last week, the firm secured a conditional charter from the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, to spin up the Paxos National Trust Bank. Cascarilla said the new funding was not related to capital requirements for establishing a crypto bank but about keeping up with enterprise demand. "I would really call this confidence capital," he said. "What this is about is our customers knowing that we're going to be around for the next 5 to 10 years so that they can feel comfortable using us as their infrastructure." Paxos was named as the infrastructure provider for PayPal's crypto service last year. The relationship has expanded to include users of the PayPal-owned Venmo payments app. Other clients include Revolut, Credit Suisse, and Société Générale. Cascarilla said the 175-person Paxos has no plans for a stock offering anytime soon, despite Coinbase leading a passel of crypto firms into the public markets. "As for eclipsing the $1 billion valuation mark for the first time, I didn't think it was gonna happen so quickly," he said. "But, then again, the space has really shifted so quickly." As Ether pushes ever higher, crypto traders plot price in Bitcoin terms. The implication is the ongoing capital rotation out of Bitcoin and into Ether is likely to continue over the coming months. Ether, ETH, plus 3.66%, ETH, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain and the second biggest overall, reached a fresh record high early Wednesday, widening its lead over market leader Bitcoin, BTC, minus 1.18%, BTC. The trend looks set to continue, with ETH, BTC, the Ether-Bitcoin price ratio, breaking out to a multi-year high in a sign of increased capital flow into Ether. Ether rose to $2,800. Surpassing the peak price of $2,762 reached Wednesday, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The cryptocurrency has rallied by 43% so far this month, decoupling from Bitcoin, down 7%. The ETH-BTC ratio has jumped to 2.5-year highs above 0.050, confirming a major bullish breakout on technical charts. ETH-BTC has broken out after a multi-year consolidation, and the trend looks very strong, Pankaj Balani, co-founder and CEO of the Singapore-based Delta Exchange, said. "There are no further resistances here, and we expect to see ETH-BTC push through 0.10 eventually." The implication is the ongoing capital rotation out of Bitcoin and into Ether is likely to continue over the coming months. A report earlier this week from digital asset manager CoinShares showed Ether funds and investment products drew $34 million last week, while Bitcoin funds lost $21 million. "The demand is shifting," Meltem Demirers, chief strategy officer at CoinShares, told CNBC earlier this week, adding that capital is moving from one asset to another. Rahul Pal, CEO and co-founder of Real Vision Group, also foresees continued Ether outperformance. "At this point in the risk cycle, and with Ethereum 2.0 coming, cheaper fees and less supply, I am struggling to not sell all my BTC and move my entire core position to ETH," Pal tweeted earlier this month. "To be clear, I am a massive BTC bull, but I think ETH is the better asset allocation for performance right now." Developers expect the Ethereum 2.0 upgrade or the switch to a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism by the end of this year or early next year. After that, Ethereum founder Vitalik Buterin plans to implement a sharding upgrade in a bid to expand Ethereum's capacity to process transactions by splitting its database into 64 mini-blockchains. That may bring down transaction fees, bringing more network activity and stronger demand for Ether. While the path of least resistance for ETH-BTC appears to be on the higher side, it may not be smooth sailing, said Stack Fund's head of research, Leonard Neo. The breakout seen on the weekly chart is quite significant as the next resistance dates back to May 2018 at the 0.09 value, Neo said. ETH, BTC may retest former hurdle turn support at 0.04 to 0.045 before further gains unfold. A potential bull market correction in Bitcoin, the top cryptocurrency by market value, cannot be ruled out and will likely lead to a temporary pullback in ETH, BTC. That's because a Bitcoin drop usually yields bigger drawdowns in Ether and other alternative cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin's bounce from recent lows near $48,000 has stalled near $55,000, and buyers are refusing to step in despite the U.S. Federal Reserve keeping to its pro-easing stance on Wednesday. The weekly chart MACD histogram, an indicator used to gauge trend strength and trend changes, has crossed below zero, indicating a bearish reversal for the first time since March 2020. A break above $60,000 is needed to revive the bullish view, Balani said. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.